Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kasman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-8 says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. These talk about the spontaneous and divine love. It is more eternal than gifts. I'm going to give you 9 ingredients of divine love from that scripture today. Number 1, patience, love, passive, no hurry, suffers long, bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Patience is huge. So many times we are so impatient with what God has for us or what our family or friends have for us, but we need to really soak into that love divine and say, God, just help me through this. I trust you. I know it's in your timing, not my timing. Patience. Have patience. Number 2, kindness, love in action. Never acts rashly or insolently, not inconsistent, puffed up, or proud. God doesn't want you to be proud of what you do. You can be proud, but don't boast about it all the time. You can be proud of accomplishments. You can be proud of your children. You can be proud of what you've done, but do not boast about it. God doesn't like that. He wants you to be humble, humble in His word, humble in His works. Do not brag about what you do for Him. Number 3, generosity, love and competition, not envious or jealous. So many times we are jealous of what somebody else has accomplished or somebody else has done. And God doesn't like that. He wants us to be generous. He wants us to love in competition. Number 4, humility. Love in hiding, no parade, no airs. Loves works when retires. Number 5, courtesy. Love in society. Does not behave unseemly. Always polite at home with all classes. Never rude or discourteous. So are you the same in the home as you are in public? Are you the same at home as you are in church? Are you the same person? Or do you tend to be different people? Are you courteous? Number 6, unselfishness. Love in essence. Never selfish, sour, or bitter. Seeks only good of others. Does not retaliate or seek revenge. Wow, that's a powerful one. God does not want us to receive. He does not want us to retaliate. He does not want us to get back at people that have hurt us. He wants us to love in His name. He wants us to love that person as He would love that person. He wants us to be an example of what we should be as a Christian. Number 7, good temper, loyal in disposition, never irritated, never resentful. It's hard not to lose your temper. We all do it. And it's okay as long as you catch yourself and as long as you understand that it can't go any further than that. You just need to take a deep breath and realize what God has for you. Do not lose your temper. It's really not, it's not really pretty at all. It doesn't show you the true you. This needs to be dealt with and it needs to be in love. Number 8, righteousness, love and conduct, hates sin, never glad when others go wrong, always gladdened by goodness to others, always slow to expose, always eager to believe the best, always hopeful, always enduring. Righteousness. You know what? God doesn't want us to look at other people's faults and He doesn't want us to judge them. He wants us to love that person no matter what has happened. And do we like what they've done? Probably not, but we don't need to talk about it. We don't need to to encourage other people to talk about it. We don't need to be dispositioned with saying how bad of a person they are, because we don't know their circumstances, but we do know that we can pray for them if they have done something that is not right in the eye of the law or in the eye of God. We need to pray for them, not talk about them behind their back. Number 9, sincerity, love and profession, never boastful and conceited, not a hypocrite, always honest, leaves no impression but what is strictly true, never self-assertive, does not blaze out in passionate anger, nor brood over wrongs, always just, joyful, and truthful, knows how to be silent, full of trust, always present. And again, that goes back to the other one. You do not need to boast about what you have done. God knows your heart. You do not need to be telling the world about everything that you have accomplished. You do not need to be telling the world everything that you have done, especially as a Christian. You do not need to do that, because God knows your heart, and God will show other people your true self and your humility. He wants you to just be humble in His word, humble with Him. Do not boast. God wants you to just be there with Him. Let us pray. God, right now I just ask you to help, including myself. I just ask you to just help me with each one of these, whether it's to be humble, not to be judgmental, not to be boastful, whatever it is, God, not to talk about others behind their back. God, I want you to help me. I want you to help me to understand what I need to change in my life. And each person listening right now, I just ask you to just touch their lives and help them to understand what they need to change. Lord, we don't know each other's situations. We don't. But God, you know everybody's heart. You know our lives. You know our minds and our hearts. And I just thank you for that. And I just ask you to just touch each one of them. I just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would like to talk some more, you can find me on lisacassman.com or findingthebeautifulyou.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Finding the Beautiful You.